a few years ago, I did an interview on Stacey James on CKW, and she really enjoyed it. So when you hear Stacey James on the radio, then you know that I get to play it, or another art DJ, another one, she gets to play it too. So I'm Sean Travis. I'm going to leave you now with this word. Take care of yourself and be kind to one another and stay safe.
Be tire smart. Tire retailers would like to remind you to measure your tire pressure monthly. With proper tire maintenance, the average Canadian driver could save the equivalent of 2 weeks' worth of fuel every year. As well, because tires will last longer, you could save the cost of one or two sets of tires over the life of a vehicle, which is good news for the environment, too. You can learn more about how you can play your part by visiting www.betiresmart.ca.
No other station can meet your needs like we can. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Groundswell Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Today I want to feature three composers and three concertos. Canadians Alice Ping-Yi Ho and Michael Osterley, and American Jennifer Higdon. Now Alice Ho's work is for percussion and percussion ensemble, so it's almost a concerto. The Higdon and Osterley pieces are for harp and cello, with orchestra respectively, so those are definitely concertos. So let's get started with the music of Alice Ho. Ho was born in Hong Kong in 1960 and has lived in Toronto for most of her adult life. She's written in all musical genres and is also an accomplished pianist as well as a composer. Critics have called her music dramatic and graceful, while praising its organic flow of imagination. It's also described as distinctly individual in style, with colorful orchestration and emotive qualities. Ho's approach to composition shows influences of Chinese folk and operatic idioms, Japanese daiko, jazz, pop culture, and other contemporary art forms. Her ongoing goal is to explore new musical styles that are provocative to the ears. We're going to hear a work for percussion soloist and percussion ensemble, and here is Beverly Johnston and the Toronto Percussion Ensemble with Cami by Alice Ping-Yi Ho.
Oh.
just heard percussion soloist Beverly Johnston with the Toronto Percussion Ensemble, and that was Kami by Alice Ping Yi Ho. You're listening to Ground Soul Radio on CKUW, and our next two works today were each released on disc in 2019, so relatively recently. We're going to start with the Harp Concerto by Jennifer Higdon. Higdon is an American composer whose works present a wide range of genres, from orchestra to chamber to wind ensemble, as well as vocal, choral, and opera. Higdon won the Pulitzer Prize in Music in 2010 and is a two-time Grammy winner. Higdon's Harp Concerto is a relatively recent work, though I can't find a definitive date of the composition. It was premiered and recorded by Yolanda Condonassis, and the New York Rochester Philharmonic in New York. It's in four movements entitled First Light, Joyride, Lullaby, and Rap Knock. Here is the Harp Concerto by Jennifer Higdon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Harp soloist Yolanda Condonassis with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Ward Stair. And that was the Harp Concerto by Jennifer Higdon. So we're sampling a few concertos today on Groundswell Radio on CKUW, and our next piece is by the Montreal composer Michael Osterley. Osterley has had a long association with the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra, so I thought I'd showcase one of his pieces performed by that local ensemble. Osterley's cello concerto was written in 2005 and revised in 2017. Here's what the composer has to say about the piece. Initially, the Scottish fiddle reel, The Iron Man, was intended to supply a foundation for source material for my cello concerto. Very little of this original material ended up in the piece, but it was the title of this folk tune that became the inspiration for making a concerto about the Industrial Revolution and our consequent development as a technological society. The cello concerto is in five movements, and these are To Dream of Burning Coals, Abraham Darby, Bloomery Method, The Crucible Technique, and Ned Ludd. Here is cellist Ariel Barnes and the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Anne Manson.
Thank you.
That was the cello concerto by Michael Osterle, and the cello soloist was Ariel Barnes, and that was the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra conducted by Ann Manson. And we are officially out of time on Groundswell Radio this afternoon. Go to gswell.ca to find out what's going on out in the world, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, Ron Robinson here for Pages, Radio for Readers. I'm here every Thursday evening with an invitation to join me from 5 to 5:30. We'll keep you current with upcoming book events and news.